If there can be a black president, then there can be a Leaf Stanley Cup. She's like, do you want to talk about it?
So I said, yeah, Rayanne, do you want to talk about it with Katie and Jennifer?
Oh.
Welcome to the bitch case.
Oh, that was really cute. I'm really bad at taking your cues. I never know what you're getting
Just
at.
Ignore me.
I'm like, she wants me to do something.
I'm like, it's a new episode.
I know.
Forget that we stopped before. Well,
I didn't forget. I just, people don't care. Because the only people listening to this are our friends. So they don't need any introduction.
Yeah, I know. So is that something you want to talk with us about?
Yeah, no, well, I just was, it was just, like, I think an interesting topic that mom.
Well, I made a note that didn't save, but my note previously was I wanted to do cute segments about us talking individually with our moms. So, like, you would record a conversation with you and your mom. And
knowingly I, or not?
You can, either or.
Oh, God. Like,
and then we would listen.
No, I think you need to tell your mom, okay, I'm going to record a conversation of ours. I just want it for whatever. And are you okay with this?
And it could be something that we play in the podcast or something that we talk about, which is kind of cute.
I think if we can get permission from all of them to use it however we want to,
it could be funny.
Then we could totally just play the conversation or edit like a part of it or
edit
whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that would be really awesome, actually. I love that idea. So did you write it down?
No.
How would you set it up?
It's a segment idea that we...
No, I mean, like...
No, just call your mom. Hey, mom, I'm doing this thing.
I
can't tell you much about it, but I want to just record our conversation and use it. Is that okay?
And then you just forget you brought it up and have...
Yeah, and then she's like... And I'm like, no, don't... Like, I can't tell you anything really about it, but can I use it? It's nothing, like, terrible. Don't worry.
And it's up to you, whatever. You want to ask your mom, you could ask your mom, like, how do you feel about aliens? And then you and your mom could have a conversation
about
aliens.
Yeah, or you can just have your normal conversation that you would call your mom for, which that's what I'd kind of prefer. If you're like, so how is grandma? Okay, yeah.
I mean, I probably wouldn't ask my mom permission or let her know I was doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
My mom doesn't
use
the
internet.
Yeah, so that's fine, but...
So why would I ask her permission?
So she doesn't sue you?
Well, I don't know. Just because... Because maybe something she says, anything she says, is something she's saying to you.
And she doesn't
feel comfortable. You know, as a mother and a daughter, and she doesn't want somebody else to hear that. Mm. Anything she
says. Because,
like,
personally, my mom is a huge racist. And I don't think that she would
You
care.
Always talk about this.
I don't think she would... Okay, fuck. This is what she put on Facebook the other day.
Oh, God.
I don't even know.
Helen.
I need to figure out what it is.
We need to have an Oh, Helen segment. Listen to my racist mom.
Oh, Helen. It was like,
Helen.
She made a comment about something about black people, and she's like, well, we have a black president, so I don't think that we can't do that. I'm like, you can't really throw Obama in here, Helen.
You can't really throw Obama in here.
I forget what it is, but it was really funny. It was something about...
I do think that is a really cute idea.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. But anyway.
Oh, so...
Or what we can do is kind of like weed wisdom and like record it and then sit there.
I always call my mom hi.
Really?
Yeah, so that's what
never.
We... So
my, I don't mean call her mom hi, I mean...
But I just was adding that in.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can add it in like those type of segments. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my mom recently was like, we were talking about if the Leafs could win the playoffs, and my mom was like, if there could be a black president, then there could be a Leaf Stanley Cup.
And did you actually comment?
Did you say that?
Did you actually say we don't need to bring Obama into this? Oh.
I did not. But I was going to be like, Mother, you cannot compare the Leafs to the United States presidents about being black.
That's amazing.
I don't think there's any black people on the Leafs. I know.
It's so ridiculous that a black man could be president. It is the same amount of ridiculous
that the Leafs could win a cup. This is what's going on in my mother's mind.
Well, have you heard, like, my mom... I think John's talked about it on his show, but Like, my mom will say things like, they were going through security at the airport, and there was a black security guard, and my mom was saying something like, oh, I wasn't sure if it was his gun or, you know, and, like, she's like, because he's black, and I'm just like, yeah, we get it. Like, she's so, like, weird like that, but she'll say these awkward things, like, one time we were at Hallmark in Guelph, and it has, like, all these glass shelves with knickknacks and, you know, all the things they have in there, right? And they had these bobblehead somethings. And so, you know, they have the small body with that big head that shakes around. So my mom and I are walking through the store, and she doesn't live in Guelph, so...
You and Teresa?
Yes, me and Teresa were walking around the store. And so my mom's like... Oh, I hate those things with the small bodies and the big, huge heads. And then a midget walked around the fucking corner of this glass shelf that everybody could hear everything between.
Told me the story.
Yeah, so, and we were just bad. Like, oh my god. And then my mom's like, oh, there's a fucking midget. Well, she didn't say fucking because she doesn't swear, but she was just like, oh my god, then a midget walked by.
Did you hear her say that?
Like, that's what my mom, like, if you ask her to tell the story, that is how she says
it. I will ask your mom to tell the story.
What?
I will ask your mom to tell the story.
Next time we go home, you can get her to tell that story too.
I want to go see Teresa. Marbles, euchre. Marbles. Like, John wouldn't even play euchre with us the other day.
No. What? Well, he doesn't like to
play euchre. Only Teresa will play euchre with us.
Well, we can go to Collingwood anytime.
He's done learning.
Yeah, just let me know.
I'm going to rent a car and go to Collingwood for Christmas for a day.
Yeah, we can totally do that. My mom would love that, actually. But bring your fucking snowsuits, because it's going to be cold to sleep there.
What? I got snow pants, I got a big-ass coat.
Well, listen, John or something can drive us. You don't have to worry about that. And then he can just go and visit his mom.
Christmas in Collingwood!
Christmas in Collingwood!
But anyway, so what was the whole point of this? So moms and...
So a mom chat, I think.
No, but that...
But yeah, so
that
that's an amazing idea. We are totally putting that on the checklist. We
have to do going for the next month or so is find a very good moment to record a conversation with your mother.
Yeah.
And then it could be part of a segment or something that we talk about. Like, just be part of a show.
Yeah, if you don't feel like your mom wants the... actual audio played, you mean?
Or no, or if it does well on its own and then it just plays, or if it's something that we should chat about,
right?
Like, if there's a conversation...
Because sometimes the commentary is the funniest
part. Yeah, so it just depends on the segment and stuff, but that's... One of the notes I had was about moms and how we should integrate our moms in certain ways.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I just want to add a quick little side note on telephoning with family. I love it when you have to call aunts and stuff for their birthday and you just get the answering machine, you get to leave a message, and you don't have to talk to them. That is primo. But the thing that I was actually thinking about is talking to my grandma. My mom, I pointed out to my mom, she never realized it before. It's so hard to get off the phone with her because she always says, like, you're like, okay, all right, then, bye. And she's like, okay, then, bye-bye now. Okay, bye. All right, okay, bye-bye. Like, she just keeps dragging out, like, the goodbye forever. So it's always like, okay, all right, bye-bye then. Bye now. And you're just like, okay, bye.
My mom never wants
like,
to talk to me.
My mom called
her today and she's like, I just got out of the shower and I'm wet and I don't want to talk to you. And
I'm waiting for the bus
and I want to talk to you because I'm bored and all these hobos are here. And she's like, fine, I'll stand here nakedly, awkwardly talking on your phone, which is probably what she was doing, which is so unbelievably gross.
But my mom does that too. Like, when my brother and sister both lived at home, I would call her, and every time, she's like, oh, Anthony has to go to work now. Oh, Samantha has to go to work now. And she'd always, like, have to hang up with me to go and drive them. Side note, she never drove me to work, ever.
Side note, my mom is just sitting at home knitting. She doesn't have anything else to do, but she doesn't want to talk to me.
Well.
I'm really feeling really sad right now because my mom would give up anything in the moment. When I call, she's like, oh, hi, sweetie. Yeah, I'm just getting out of the bath. Oh, it's okay. I'm going to get in my robe on. It's, how are you? It's nice to hear from you, sweetie.
Is that how your mom talks? Is she so soft like that?
No, she's not. She's kind of like me. Like,
My mom freaks out if I don't call her in a while, but if I call her and I've talked to her too much, she's like, get out of here.
I rarely I don't talk to my mom again. On the phone.
But if I don't talk to her for a week
She's my only consistent person like that.
Yeah. I don't talk to anyone on the phone. John is the most I talk on the phone with.
I love talking on the phone.
I never did it even as a teenager either, though.
Oh, I sure loved it.
Well, I have certain friends that live far away.
That was so cute.
What?
I loved it.
Yes, sir, mister.
I know. I sure loved it. Gosh darn it, I did.
Well, I still have friends that live far away.
Yeah, you do.
Like Katie and Martina and some of my friends.
Yeah, but so do I, and I just don't talk to them.
Yeah, well, like, I guess I'll see you once a year or whatever.
These are, like, some of my best friends.
Yeah, these are my best friends, too. And I just choose not to talk to them
instead. I love talking on the phone. And Katie sent me a birthday card, and it's really pretty, and I have to put it on Instagram.
Aw, that's nice.
But yeah, the whole purpose of the very beginning of this story, even before that part, was how I was talking to my mom, and things got really personal, and she was talking about, for the first time, she kind of told me about an interesting problem that I had never really. I'm so distracted because you're both doing something.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking for lip glosses. My lips are
I'm ready.
So dry.
Oh, I'm committed to this story.
Okay, I'm done. Okay, so your mom was talking to you about some real shit.
Yeah, and it was sweet because she's like, well, you know, sweetie, I probably wouldn't say this to anyone, but if there's anyone I can tell it's you, and she'd just tell me like a secret, and I'm like, oh, Mom. And then she's like, I was talking to your Aunt Burl, and she's so worried for Kara because, you know, she has this boyfriend, but Kara's not a skinny girl, and she's self-confidence issues, and she's worried that, you know, I'm worried that he'll hurt her. And I went, but Mom, like, and my mom was like, yeah, but Kara, like, Kara's really pretty, and, like, Kara has all this other stuff going for her. And Mom goes, and that's why you don't have to worry, honey, because you've got such a pretty face. And I went, it doesn't matter. And we were talking about how I want to try and be healthier and how, like, it affects me because all of my friends are, like, beautiful. And anyone, like, it's so difficult going out with the people I go out with. Anyway, but I purposely don't like to go out to find guys, but then when all of your friends are talking to guys and no one talks to you and they go, well, yeah, maybe I could find a friend. I'm like, cool, that feels awesome, which is why I don't like to go out like that. But I went, Mom, actually, every single guy I know would rather be with a girl he found ugly but thought she had a really hot body than, like, a, like, larger girl with a pretty face. Every guy I know. Every guy I know.
Not necessary.
Pretty much. Most of the guys, like, listening do, too. They've talked about it.
I think that's true to a certain extent. Like, yeah, if you're just gonna fuck someone, yeah, like, of course I'll take a hot body. Like, blot out the face, I'm fucking the cunt. Like, yeah, I don't want to deal with folds and bullshit. Like, that completely makes sense. But if you want to have, like, any sort of connection with somebody, I think that part really doesn't matter as much. Like, as long as it's not just like, I'm gonna just fuck you today and that's it. I don't think that, like, if you think of, like, the people that Keith or John or Mike or anyone, Craig, bangs, like, none of them are perfect girls.
Yeah. Like, they're not like, maybe some of them skinny, are but, like, they all have their own little things.
But I'm not even, like, even talk about skinny, like,
not all of them are skinny.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're the majority not.
Some of them fucked me, and I'm pretty big.
Well, and, like, same with me, and I've banged a few people.
Anyway, it's a feeling that I have. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe you guys don't agree.
No,
That's, like, that's how I've, like, felt for, and that's any, if there's anything that I'm insecure about, because I'm confident in every other way.
Yeah.
It's that, and I find, like, that's just my own experience, even with guy friends I've had where things kind of were progressing, like, there were part of, like, I just know.
Yeah.
There were other options, and it was just like, well, you know, she's really pretty, so she's a good friend. But
yeah.
I know, that's think that's no matter true. What, that's always, it always, it's always going to be part of the equation,
yeah,
right? Because guys want to feel attracted to somebody, but you don't have to be attractive just by being skinny.
I know. I know. These are things, again, it's like the secret, the book. Like
you're all these things. You're telling me
things that are common sense, but it's the way I feel. And yeah, there are things that I'm always like...
No, but I feel it too. Like, dude, I'm not that thin either, right? Like, yeah. I feel it in a lot of ways, too. I know that you can
empathize, but I'm just saying, whatever, like, you think is common sense, and I know it too, I just don't... live it. Like, lots of things are common sense that you don't do.
Yeah,
you do lots of things that are not at all common sense, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we all do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not saying that your feelings are invalid. That's not what I'm saying by responding to this at all. I'm saying every feeling that you have is completely real and completely acceptable.
I know.
Did you know that on Nuit Blanche you can go to Wicked for free?
Really? Oh. Right,
let's go.
I didn't know that.
So yeah, before 12...
I want to text that to John so that I don't forget.
Before 12 on Saturday night at Nuit Blanche in Toronto, you can get to go into Wicked, the sex club.
Wait. How can we do this quickly to tell John?
Is it an article?
Can you ever record is there like a voice text on iPhone or not?
Yeah, a voice to text?
No, I just want to be able to... Oh yeah, Siri can say it, right? Siri, text John Leshinsky.
Do I have to bleep his name?
No.
Okay, people know his whole name.
The Sag Man.
Sagittarius.
What do you want to say to John Leshinsky?
John, if you go to Wicked Club tomorrow for Nuit Blanche, it's free before Saturday. Midnight. Which is Saturday. Sorry, not tomorrow. Nuit Blanche is Saturday, October 5th. Wicked is free before midnight, so you and Jen should go and get your freak on.
Oh, I can't wait to see how this turns out.
Work your magic, mail Siri.
Oh, I can't wait. You have a mail Siri.
Is that gonna like
you can choose your voice
now? Cool. With the new update.
I haven't updated it.
Of course, I want a man talking.
Is his name also Siri?
I like how clean that looks.
I kind of wondered too.
How her screen looks compared to mine?
No, how the screen texts look in the new OS.
You like it or you don't like
it? I do like
it. I like it too. I can't wait to get my new phone.
It kind of reminds me of Windows Light.
Yeah, I know. It really is like Windows.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Okay, anyway.
My note says, sexual expectations versus reality.
Okay.
And I had to remind myself what I meant by that. There are, so many guys that I've talked to. I'm realizing that how open and kind of experimental our group is, that's not normal.
No.
And I totally thought it was.
Oh, really? Before meeting everyone or as well?
No, wait, but, before. I thought, people just were, they just didn't talk about it.
But you thought everyone was freaky.
Yeah. I thought almost, not everyone, because people like vanilla, but I thought, most people were not super vanilla. Uh-huh. But most people are super vanilla.
Yeah. I would say, 40 to 30% are freaky.
30 to 40% are freaky. Yeah. I would say less than half. Let's say less than half of people are freaky, but I wouldn't say that it's far from half.
That hit.
But I really thought it was more than that, and I realized it because there's if I get even a little bit risque with someone, so not with this person that I've been talking to, but I met someone on OkCupid from Amsterdam. And I was like, he lives in Amsterdam. I'm never going to see him. And we IA message back and forth, and I'm like, this is awesome. I can be, I can say whatever I want, and I'm never going to have to see him, so it won't matter. But he is, not having it.
Were you, how risqué were you being, as you
said? How risqué you were.
You have to reveal it. You have to. If you wanted to bring this up, this is the revealing part.
Show us your dirty text messages.
You can rephrase it, but give us the idea of it. How deep was it? I want to suck your cock while you're, fingering my twat?
Change different words.
No.
Yeah, just give us an idea.
Say different words in banana or different words in orange.
I wasn't saying that.
It was just me, basically. I wanted him to answer questions about what he's interested in.
Sexually?
Yeah. I'm like, well, what do you fantasize about? Or, when is the last time you did whatever? And then, I'll get to a point where I'm I, like, usually, I can't get off on anything other than porn. Like, I can't just think about something. Uh-huh. Like, never, I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah, I have to watch something.
Yeah. So, but the only other time I've been able to is when I've been, because I used to use Blender, that app, mm-hmm. and if it was someone in another city, I would go for it. And I didn't know what I was doing. I kind of learned, like, just from him, and I guess whatever. But this guy's in Amsterdam. Oh, and so, yeah, I can totally get off on having a conversation, like, that, talking it.
Yeah.
And it's even better, because you don't have to watch anything, and you're talking to somebody. And I'm
yeah,
like,
it's kind of more real.
And someone who hasn't had sex in a long time, it's, like, the closest that I have. Like, I get to actually talk to somebody when it's happening, and it's so fun. So I would always talk. I was like, well, like, this is what I'm doing right now. And he was just like, and even him being shocked, being like, I was like, and now I'm going to do whatever to, like, because I'm really stressed. And he's like, while talking to me, ? And I said, yes. He's like, and masturbating, ? And I was like, yes. And, like, I'm like, ask me more questions.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you could tell he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting. I'm like,
I don't know. Some guys would find that strange because everybody that I met on OkCupid was, like, trying to do that from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just, maybe the...
I always end up talking to super artsy, like, sensitive boys.
Wait, what do you have checked off on your thing, though? Do you say, like, I want pen pals and friendship and relationship and all that?
I don't
I
don't have casual encounters. I have everything else.
Okay. So you're looking for, like, pen pals and friendship, too?
Yeah.
So that's maybe why it probably opens up a lot more of those kind of guys that are looking for friendship as as a relationship.
That's probably
as opposed to the guys who are, like, looking for one-night stands, casual encounters, and, like, short-term relationships.
Yeah, mine is,
like,
short-term, long-term.
Yeah.
Have I
friendship
told you,
pen pals.
Did I tell you about that TIFF guy that I have?
You've told me about him a lot, yes, but is there something, like, did something happen recently?
No, but he kind of ties into this whole idea of having those, like, very friendly conversations that turn really sexy.
But so you also see him from time to time.
I don't. Well, like, in person, but not sexually.
No, that's what I mean. You see him in person after having these conversations.
Yeah, which is so weird. Mm.
My people have always been strangers and distant
so
friends.
So basically, this guy is someone I met. Me and my friends go to TIFF trivia, because I'm a big film nerd, so my friend Sandra is in the TIFF membership, and they have trivia nights every month, so... We go as, like, a little nerdy group of girls that are really, really, really nerdy. And so we met these two guys that go to trivia every single week, too. And it started to be off this, like, little cute little, like, argument type of thing, like, trying to beat them at trivia. And now all of us are really close friends. Like I think I talk to Alex the most, but other people talk to the other guy that much. And so every single month, we go and do trivia with them. Anyway, so he asked me for his phone number one time, and I didn't, like, this was, I swear.
And you called him his own phone number?
My phone number. So basically, this has been, like, at least 8 months, like, for a very fucking long time.
Probably longer. Yeah. You used to talk about him at Grindhouse.
No, I didn't.
I think so. I think it's been a long time.
No.
How long have you known me for?
Longer than him.
Oh, okay. Then, like, that might be true.
Because
I was going to say, if she thinks that she's only known me for, like, a year or something, then maybe her timing is off.
No, it's really only been a year because this is the first TIFF festival because we both were at TIFF together and we were texting to each other about being at TIFF. Because he goes to movies and I go to movies, and it's just kind of a film nerdy type of situation where, like, we both want to be in the film industry. And so we have that random connection. Anyway, so he has a girlfriend. And so he clearly does not sleep with her anyway. So we would have the most really fucking intimate sexual conversations. And I thought it was fun at first, and I stopped it recently. Like, I stopped it, like, 4 or 5 months ago.
So what, if he texted you, what do you say?
We were talking about the festival because I saw him at the festival.
But did he try to get sexual and then you kind of, like, blew him off?
Not recently.
Oh.
So he made comments to me that he was home alone, and I was like, oh, I gotta go, I'll see you later.
And he's like, damn it.
Yeah. So, like, we would have the most random, sexual conversations, like, what are you doing?
I love that.
I loved it, though. It was so fucking hot.
It is amazing, and you totally lose that in a relationship. As soon as you're in a relationship, nobody gives a fuck what you're doing right now.
Yeah. And we were just talking about, like, how, like, what are you wearing? What's going on? Like,
yeah, exactly. I know exactly what you're wearing. I saw you straggle out of the house this morning on your way to work.
But for me, I've only ever done it with people I've never seen in person, so I don't know.
So I see him now and then, and some of our friends know about it, and it's kind of funny. So, but, like, his girlfriend doesn't know. I really think that he should tell his girl. Like, their fucking relationship is weird. Anyway. She, like, maybe he's lying to me. Maybe he's putting on this huge, like front. But, anyway. It's really hot sometimes when, like, I haven't talked to just have those random conversations and knowing that he'll write back to me so quickly.
They're my favorite things. And
that's why I don't want to not, like, get him off my list and not completely upset him, because sometimes when I'm having a really bad time, it's good to have.
Just say it.
Can I open the door?
Yes. You're going to make me...
I'm going to be a pantomime all the time. Is there a screen or no?
No. Oh. But it's I'm up high enough, I don't get very many flies.
Okay.
Like, I rarely do.
Okay.
That's why I want to move up in my life.
Like, physically.
Whoa.
Like, that's another reason why I want to move up to a bigger apartment, because then I wouldn't have as many bugs.
What is that, chocolate from this thing?
Oh.
Then I wouldn't have as
many
bugs.
Don't ever buy peanut butter anything again. Reese's.
Why?
Nothing.
Those were good.
Like,
I know. I'm going to eat all of them. I was like, 800.
Peanut butter is my favorite.
Oh, you did eat a lot. I only had one.
I probably had, I would guess, like 10.
So, yeah, but that, like, my point is I'd be texting with a couple people and they're a little bit hesitant about it.
Uh-huh.
Or even on OkCupid, how you can see how the other person answers questions. When I would say something a little bit more, like, risque, but I thought...
I love how you use, first of all, the word risque.
And then how you pronounce it.
And it just saying risque makes me imagine that you're like, so I am raising my pleated skirt above my ankle.
Titter!
And, like, I just... It was a very risque, this conversation we were having. I'm sure the girls at the salon will be talking about me tomorrow.
I would never be a Stepford wife.
I don't know, it just sounds like when you say risque, it's like, really? I don't know, did I already tell you guys when I was at a wedding, like, a couple months ago, and my aunt was there, and she was talking about, like, she's never smoked in her life cigarettes or anything, and she's like, I haven't even smoked the wacky tobacco. And I was like, well, that shows me completely right there, that you're saying wacky tobacco proves to me that
so you
have never smoked it, like, that you're even saying it. So it's the same sort of thing that I, like, that's how I kind of relate it. It's like, you're saying, like, oh, it was so risque, and then I'm
like... But I still think that, like, I am more on that side of things than people think I am.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you are.
Just from being, like, being around people like you. And it's been, it's not just you guys, I've just, since moving to Toronto, all my friends have been kind of, like...
Risque.
Just more open. I think it's just even being more
talking
open.
About it, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, sweet. And so it's helped me a lot, because I've opened up and I'm more willing and I want certain things that I never thought I would. But then when I have conversations with it about it, especially, like, guys, and I see an OkCupid that we don't match, and I'm like, one question, and it's just, I'm like, really? Like,
I think you need a guy that's good medium, like, because you're very wholesome in a way, right?
So yeah.
That's the kind of guys you're going to be attracting.
Oh,
yeah.
That's such a better word. Okay, that's what I'm going to start using. I never know what to
wholesome.
Call you. Because I always say things like prudy and, like...
There was one
that
you used at Mike's party. What was that? That was... Bonnie.
What did I say that you were? Was it not a prude? I
know it was
say?
So
you were,
funny. Oh,
I forget what it was.
Like, it was such an insulting
word. It really
word,
was,
but
I
she
didn't know
mean
what
it that way.
Yeah, like
but
that's
was,
what I wanted
like,
to say.
Wow.
Wholesome is so much a better word.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like
you are,
just
you're...
like a proper shirt, like nice clothes.
Like,
there's nothing wrong with it, but there's nothing that's like
I can feel like you could be a proper skank. But you're really fucking wholesome.
I know. So, like, it's just the way... It's just how I feel.
So that's
yeah.
the type of guys you're just gonna attract. So,
oh, that's
you
so
need to find
true,
their
Katie.
Inner... You need to find...
Like, I need to find someone who's like me that's got a bit of it in the back of my head.
At the front end, they're all gonna be like, oh, I only want my girls to take it in the front and do this.
That is my face.
And not have their vaginas.
That's the name of this episode.
I want my girls to take it from the front.
Like, there are guys that are going to be like that, but then, like, once you peel them back a bit, they'll be like, then they'll explode.
Because Michelle was like, I mean, we both lost our virginity to each other, mm-hmm. but as I wanted to, I watch a lot of porn, so I see shit. Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Go back to this. This, how long ago was this?
Three and a half years ago,
you lost your virginity to him?
Yeah.
Oh, have you not?
How old are you?
28.
28. You were 24?
Yeah.
24. That's older than I expected. I thought it was older, but I was thinking like 21, mm. 23 maybe, but... Mm-hmm.
And he had none of their...
Really? And how... He was the same age?
Yeah.
Really? That's so strange to me. I was... Well, the first time I had sex, I was like 15, but I kind of don't count that. And then I was 18 when I actually had sex.
And that's late compared to a lot of people. In my high school, actually, girls didn't, like, so many of the girls...
I was early. Mm. Like, I was the first one of any of my friends that had sex.
I was 17.
I
was one of the first ones, too. And I was gonna have sex when I was 16, but then Dan Reilly just decided to fucking sleep with his neighbor.
Man, you talk about Dan Reilly almost every episode.
No, I don't.
I don't know that name at all. But
did you write it down, though?
No, I didn't. And honestly, I don't know how people see this podcast, if you guys think we're friends, or if you think we've known each other a long time,
yeah,
or what that'd people be interesting. Think. But if it is anybody besides the people who do know us listening...
So migrant worker.
Yeah.
Maybe Scarborough
Dear
Dude.
Dear migrant worker and Scarborough Dude. Well, actually, Scarborough Dude would probably know that we don't really know each other.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you guys know each other a lot more than I know either
of you.
Just
from time, though.
Yeah, exactly. We just know each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, you guys know each other. I... No Ram by association, kind of. Like, I see her through Bitch Cake and Vinyl Countdown. And that's kind
like
of it.
I feel like me and you are close, though.
Yeah, like, we hang out, we do things.
You're the common denominator.
Yeah. So it's, like, kind of you, and, like, there's nothing wrong with Ryan. I love Ryan, but I don't think we really have things in common where it's, like, wanna come and just, like, hang out and do nothing. I don't know, I wouldn't just ask you over for nothing. But Katie and I kind of hang out that way a little bit more. So I just think people maybe don't know that I don't know either of you really very well. So that's kind of, like, when you guys talk about relationships or things like that, I don't know, like, I know the names, like, Steven or, like, just...
Like, Steve, my Steve?
Like, Steve and different, like, names.
Yeah.
I can
recent
kind of, like,
ones, yeah.
Yeah, I can kind of, like, oh, yeah, I know who she's talking about vaguely, but I don't know, like, anything.
The thing is, I don't really know that much of Katie's
like
either, to be honest. Oh. Katie and I have only become close in the last couple years.
And I haven't had, like, I've had relationships, but not strong relationships.
Like, we were only really rough acquaintances.
Yeah.
Up until...
When we were in school, we were, like, we had semi-mutual friends, but...
Yeah.
We were more classmates than close friends.
Yeah. It really has been... Because even when it was just her moving to Toronto in the last, like, 4 years or whatever...
I, like, forced myself on you.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
You've lived in Toronto for four years?
It worked out.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Just, like, she was one of the few friends I knew in Toronto, and I'm like, she knows all these people.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Ryan, come hang out with me. Ryan, I want to do what you're doing. Like, and I just kept annoying her, and then I met all the same people that she
did. That's basically, that's 100% what happened.
And then I was just like, oh, I know him. It's no big deal.
See, and
then we just became close that way.
I'm so not that way. And when I moved to Guelph, I knew nobody. I made no friends. Like, I did nothing the, like, 10 years I lived in Guelph. I had a couple of friends that I met through work that were just those, like, work friends.
Yeah.
You hang out, but then as soon as you stop working with them, there's nothing there. You never see them again. Mm. So I had, like, a few friends like that, and it was, like, one person at each place I had worked. Mm-hmm. So I had, like, no friends in Guelph. But I'm not the person to, like, go out and meet people. I will never seek out anyone. I'm not going anywhere by myself. I'm not doing anything like that.
I take advantage of awkward situations. Like, I'm pretty good at, like, meeting friends through work. Or, for example, I had all these, like, friends from Carleton that I worked with at Zellers. So I had this whole group of guys that I hung out just with, that I met through Zellers.
Yeah.
And, like, I would just go and hang out at their house and sleep on their couch all the time. Like, what are you doing here? Nothing. And I still hang out with them in Toronto, like, not that often, because I awkwardly tried to touch someone's penis. But, like...
Oh! elaborate.
Tell that story.
But we used to be really close.
So before that, okay. So what kind of closeness were you? Like,
we were
guys
just
hung
like,
out. How often?
That was. It was like a group of guys that you've known from high school and you hang out with all the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't sexual, and it was fun, and it was like just drunken. Like, I'm an alcoholic. You're an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. We live really close together. Let's just hang out.
So a similar situation that we're all kind of in now.
Yeah.
Like hanging out with Vinyl Countdown.
So I was still hanging out with them, like, now and then. One of the guys from that, all this huge group I used to hang out with in Ottawa. It was, like, in between. It wasn't Jordan's group, but, like, Jordan's another guy that I dated. And so it was this other group of guys I hung with, and they were all Zellers people. Anyway, they lived really close to me. So when they moved, a bunch of them have moved to Toronto or moved to Orillia in the area. Mm. So now that they've come into town, I've hung out with them now and then, which has been fun because it feels like old times.
Yeah.
But then I tried to touch someone's penis.
Okay, but that's where we got to last time. Now we want to elaborate further.
I don't think we
need a prequel. We want the sequel.
So
penis touchers.
So there's multiple occasions, but one of the times.
Multiple occasions of awkward penis touching.
Well, yeah. Remember Penis Touchers, the sequel?
Okay. So there's two times. There's one time where I went over.
Oh, perfect.
So there's one time when I went over to their friend's apartment, and then I ended up, like, touching the friend, and then we ended up.
Penis the first.
But how did you touch it? Like,
what was the situation?
Well, we were at the bar together, and we were flirting, and then he went to bed, and then I just crawled in his bed.
And then started grabbing at his dick?
Well, we slept together, like, in a thing.
Okay.
I liked to sleep really close to people.
Yeah.
People will let me.
Yeah.
So the whole night we slept really fucking close to each other. And the next morning I woke up being like, this is fucking weird. I don't even know this person. And then, like, that was my friend's friend and from that crew of people. And then I went back there a week after and the guy was unbelievably awkward to me about it.
So when did you touch his penis? Like,
that was penis one. And then the second time.
But where did the penis even get touched?
At my apartment.
No, when in this story? Like, you're saying you slept really close together while you were...
I'm saying there was two different occasions.
Okay, but tell me the first one. When was there hand-to-penis contact?
That was the first one.
The first one never happened. You never told us anything about the first one. Am I missing something, Rayanne? No, she's not even saying
it. When I slept beside that guy really closely, that was the first time. It was awkward and weird.
But did you even touch his penis?
I think I might have.
Oh, so that was completely fabricated.
No, but there's the second part. I touched the guy's penis.
Well, then that's not the second penis touching. That's the first penis touching.
I'm saying there's two multiple awkward
I really hope my neighbors can hear this conversation.
How many times did you touch his penis?
Anyway, so it's really awkward because, like,
so tell us about the second time now.
The second time, I didn't have any plans, and my friend from this group of people, I was like, I don't know what to do tonight. And he's like, oh, come and hang out. A bunch of us are going to this, like, random, like, fucking black club that I went to.
Like, black people club?
Yeah, it was like on.
Scary.
It was like on Eglinton, and you had to. Like, these girls had to buy, like, two bottles of
shit,
vodka.
Dog!
They bought table service. It was like $150 a bottle, and I was like, I'm not paying for that. And then I kept drinking it because they weren't, because whatever. And so it was this girl's birthday, and then my friend was there, and I thought he was cute. And I was like, I was having one of those moments where, like, you have all these guy friends, and you're like, what if they are really cute guys, and what if, like, I am missing an opportunity with this guy?
Yeah.
Because I'm not realizing how cool he was. So then I decided to touch his penis. And then it just got all awkward.
But in what situation?
Yeah, how did it happen?
You're skipping over the
wholeheartedly ever want to hear.
The very moment when you go, there's a dick, I'm going to touch it. Like,
yeah, what was happening?
That was at my apartment, but it was like I was doing intense flirting with him to get him to my apartment.
Okay.
Like,
and then
I
you
did
were
intense
in your apartment
grabbing.
And were you...
I touched a lot of... his penis in multiple places.
And was he interested at that point or no? Was it awkward then or after?
It happened.
Okay, so
it
wasn't awkward then. Oh.
Well, I mean, it happened and he was okay with it, but then it was not comfortable because it was weird because it's like fooling around with one of your best friends. who you're actually good friends with and you're not really sexually attracted to them, but then I did it because I was like...
That's what happened with me and Michael.
Huh? Yeah, and that's... I made that mistake with this guy who I was really close with and we were really good friends, and now it's really awkward because he thinks all I want to do is touch his penis, which is not really what I exactly want to do. I was just in one of those weird periods where I was trying to figure out, like I have done with some people in the past, like, are they my friends? Or am I, like, sexually attracted to them?
And the only way to decide is to bang everyone in sight so I can filter out friend or fuck.
Yeah.
Friend or fuck.
Because sometimes, like, there's friends that you're just attracted to from a friendly point of view. Mm-hmm. Or there's people you're attracted to because
from
you, like...
From a fucking point of view.
A fucking and a romantic point of view. Yeah. Like, you can fuck somebody and not have, like, feel about them in certain ways. So for me... I thought it was awkward because we were friends and there was no, like, romantic...
Yeah.
And that's why I don't understand how guys fool around with people that they don't have feelings for, because for me, it just made the situation 1,000 times awkward because I knew he was just my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is kind of weird. Like, with me and Michael, I thought it was on a completely friend level, and he...
You and who?
Had my ex-roommate, the guy I used to live with. I moved in with him and then started banging him, like, shortly after, and I was just, and I made it completely clear, like, the whole time. Like, I just moved out from my husband, like,
where
into
you
his place.
When I first met you, that guy.
Yeah, Michael, yeah. The only, when I moved to Toronto, I moved in with him, and then that's it, and then I moved
And you guys stopped
John.
Together?
Yeah. So right when I first moved in, probably we started sleeping together shortly after that, like maybe a month later. And then...
How does that start? Like, if you didn't come in with that
You're
intention?
Just drunk at the
yeah,
couch?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that is completely it. You're drunk, sitting on the couch, and, like, I love to bang, so obviously I'm gonna, like, try to bang if it's available, like, right there, and I feel like it. So I was like, yeah, come on, whatever, and, like, I knew he always liked me anyway. And, so I just, like, it just, he was kind of like, you know, you do that, like, oh, I'm so drunk, and then you just, like, kind of lay beside the person, and then, oh, I'm really so drunk.
I've never
and
done
then,
that.
Really?
You
right?
Totally
do you know
do
what
that.
I mean?
I do that, yeah.
Yeah, because you're just like, aren't we both really drunk? And then you're like, yeah, if everybody's so drunk, it's okay what we do right now, right? And then you do it the first time, so then it's okay to be like, hey, we're really drunk again.
Drunk again.
Wow. So then that just keeps happening, right? So that's
and then you just like intentionally
story, right?
get yourself drunk. So
yeah,
you're, oh
so
my God,
that
remember
you can
that
fuck
time
with
that we
no
drunk?
Excuse. Like it's just like yeah. Oh, remember how when we get drunk we fuck?
Wow, I've never had that with someone.
Yeah, completely. So like that's what happened, and then I met John, and I completely cut it off with Michael, and he had a bitch fit. And
really,
oh, yeah.
What did he do?
He like threw his BlackBerry off the balcony. He was like,
so you think you guys were a couple?
He thought it was going that way. Mm-hmm. And I kept, every time we fucked, I was like, this is not a thing. And he was like, I know. So I was like, okay, like, then fine. But he thought it would be a thing and was not happy when I was like, actually, I'm gonna have a thing with somebody else.
Oh man, wow.
Yeah. So at first, it was so awkward for John to ever come over. Because I lived with Michael for, like, 2 years. Like, I banged him for maybe... John and I started banging in July. So May 2-4 I moved in. So April, June, July. So 2 months
oh, wow.
I banged Michael. Or maybe
oh,
a month and a half. Even because it wasn't right when I first moved. Oh, actually, I did fuck him before I moved. So, yeah, I started banging him. Actually, I fucked him the first time at Matt. And my house, like, at our house, I forgot, when Matt was in the spare bedroom.
So you had slept together before you lived together?
Just, like, Matt and I were separated. Matt was sleeping in the spare bedroom at that point, and Michael and I slept in my room as friends, and then we ended up banging.
Wow.
With Matt in the
So
spare
you were
room.
Only, like, banging him for 3 months before you started?
Not even. It wouldn't have even been
And then
months.
You lived with him for 2 years in total?
Yeah.
Wow. And was it awkward the whole time?
No, no.
No?
Like,
okay. Past it.
Like, yeah. Like, you just...
Okay.
Michael and I have been, like, friends since kindergarten. I have known this person for 27 plus years. Like, I don't think there's really anything. Yeah. Like, I could murder his uncle in that sphere, and he would probably still be my friend. If I got to his, like, core family.
Just so you know, if you murder my uncle, I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah, but I haven't known you that long. Like, exactly. Michael and I, 27 years.
And that guy that I was talking about, that group of friends, like, we would have been friends afterwards, but, like, I don't have to see him, so I just haven't seen him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I feel like I could have got past that awkwardness with him. And, like, that's why I don't want to go there with some of my guy friends I have now, because you know what it is. And, like, sometimes you just want to get freaky with other people just so that you don't do that with your friends, because doing it with your friends kind of sucks.
Well, and, like, the situation that we're in, what, you've banged... If we go to the Keith and the girl sphere of everyone, we've each banged, like, 3 or 4 people of the core group, because I've banged, like, Keith and the girl people, too. Yeah. So if you go that way, like, you know, that's, and we're all fine together. Like, even you and I, we banged people separately and kind of didn't know about it at the time. Yeah. You know, and things like that.
How far apart was that?
It was, like, overlapping.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy!
I didn't know that until after.
Wow.
Which I assumed, but I didn't know until I met Katie.
Because I didn't know Jen at all during that.
No, we didn't know each other. The first time I met her...
I only knew you as Picard's girlfriend.
...was once I moved to Toronto. I had still been banging Mike.
Yeah.
But I was also banging Michael, my roommate, at that
point. Are we allowed to keep that?
What? Mike?
Yeah.
I think they've all talked about things around that, but we don't have to say specifically who Mike is, I guess.
Yeah,
and Mike and Michael are anybody you want them to be. That's a very common name. It could be anyone. It's just like Keith. Everybody knows a Keith nowadays.
When we banged Keith together.
Oh, man. Imagine.
Holy
that
shit.
Will be the day when we triple team Keith.
Oh, my God.
Would you triple team Keith? Then?
If we were all going to bang Keith, you would join in. Please tell me you would.
Please?
And even to just be in the room. You don't have to fuck. You don't have to touch us. But you have to be there either, like, brushing someone's hair or holding a hand. You wouldn't be part of it whatsoever.
Would you hold my hand if someone fucked me?
No.
What?
I will. I am totally there.
If you guys all decided that
you want to hold me open for a thick black cock, I will let you.
Oh my God, I would totally do that.
I mean, I'd be happy for you.
But you wouldn't even want to be there. You wouldn't be in the room, even sit in the corner backwards just to say the three of us were in the room fucking Keith McNally.
No.
You can't do it at all. What about, you can even listen to your headphones. I'll even let you have headphones in. You don't have to hear our moaning and groaning and anything.
God,
sloshing. You won't have to hear any of that.
God. He'll only fuck us as a team. We have to be a team.
Oh, is this something that has been discussed already?
No, but I'm thinking it's a really good idea. And if we can get Keith in on
that. I feel like
that,
we'll have a better leeway.
I don't think Keith would do it.
No, I know, but maybe with the three. I'm saying trifecta might
maybe he, when he officially says that he fucked the bitch cake. He might do
that. The whole bitch cake. That's the whole
thing. Why don't we agree?
Not just the slice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have to grab a slice. He got the whole cake.
And then we could give him a sticker that he could put on his Twitter picture that says, like, I actually fucked.
Certified bitch cake fucker.
Yeah, certified bitch cake fucker.
With a huge ass check mark.
So, yeah, like, part of our sponsorship package, when you fuck us, you get multiple
different
things.
Sponsorship packages! Wow, you're really in the volunteering mode.
I am. I mean, I just want to make sure we get the good fucks, right?
Yeah. I so wish we could bang Keith, but he will never do it. I know he will never do it.
Like, individually?
Anybody. Any way.
I mean, anyhow,
it's not happening. Like, he could set up the absolute situation he wants.
Yeah, because you would fuck anyone. You would fuck him in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Have you actually seriously propositioned him?
Yeah, like, several times.
He won't take
really?
Many times.
What have you said?
Well, just, like, wanting to bang him. Let's bang.
Yeah.
Even, why don't you stay and have a drink?
Really?
And even
How do you
podcast, maybe you didn't listen to it, but at the end of it, he even says, like, oh, I think I could have made out with Jen. And I'm like, yeah, you totally could have, but you didn't want to. We were going in the same bathroom together. Mm. Like, whatever.
So when you proposition
him, opportunities.
How does he react?
Like, nothing. Like, he doesn't see
anything. Well, because
But you don't straight up ask. Like, he'll laugh it off like it's a joke.
He knows we fucked his friends, though. I think it's part
of
it.
No, oh, that for sure. But yeah. At that point, I hadn't fucked anyone.
Oh, wow. You went to Keith first?
Yeah.
Why?
Before I had
fucked... Why not? He was the only one I actually knew from Keith and the girl. Like, not knew, but, you know, like, knew more of.
He was
of.
The personality,
yeah. Yeah, and he was the one that, like... He was on Keith and the Girl fairly close to when I first started listening. So he was like a person where I was like, oh, this guy, he's Canadian. Mm. You know, he works in a porn store. Like,
that's
it's
so
all
weird.
Like,
and then you became such good friends.
That, it's so crazy. I was actually even talking to him about it the other day. The first time I ever met up with anyone, it was for a Keith and the Girl thing, and it was to see Jesse Joyce, the comedian.
Yeah, I remember.
And I went with my husband. And, yeah, that was the next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the first year, I went with my husband, and I was so nervous to go. And I always, like, I think that's why I super have a special heart place in my heart for Craig, because he's the one who really just even brought me into this anything. You know, because I, like, was on the Keith and the Girl forums, and I was saying, like, oh, so who's going to go to this Jesse Joyce thing in Toronto? I was off work for the week, and my husband was like, okay, well, we'll go anywhere you want. And Craig was like, oh, well, we're going to be going. And I was just like, okay, I guess, like, whatever. And then they said, I originally was supposed to be on, like, Friday, and then they switched it to a Saturday. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I guess I can still come. And he's like, yeah, you really should come. And I'm like, but I'm so nervous, like, I don't know anybody. And he's like, don't worry, just look for a bunch of weirdos. And he sent a picture of himself, like, look for this guy. And you can, like, then you'll know who you're looking for, you know, like... It's just, like, something so nice. And I was just like, oh, my God. So I, like, went and with Matt. And when we first got there, I was still so nervous. And Keith, Craig, and someone else, I forget who was there at the first point. Maybe it was Mike, I think. But, what?
Probably.
Yeah, so they were sitting there at the bar inside. And I was just like, oh, my God, that's them. That's Keith McNally. Like, I knew what he looked like. So I was like, that's, oh, awesome. That's him. No. And so I was like... I was just like, oh, my God. And so Matt's like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, I have no idea. Like, what are we supposed to do? So I was, like, so nervous. And then they moved outside to the back patio. So he was like, so what are we going to do? Just sit in here? I'm like, I don't know. So I'm like, I guess we have to go back there. So I, like, walk back. And then I'm like, hi. Like, we're here to see Jesse Joyce from Keith and the Girl. Because we were meeting up at a bar beforehand. Sorry, I didn't say that part. So that's why it's like... extra kind of weird because we weren't at the actual venue, we were somewhere else. So I was like, hi, I'm this weird girl that nobody knows. Mm-hmm. So like you just like walk up to these people, and I had to sit beside Anita and Brian, who we were talking about earlier that you guys don't really know, but that they were one of the first people I met when I came to Toronto before I had moved to Toronto, and then this other guy, and then I met like the Vinyl Countdown guys. That was the very first time. Wow. But it was so weird.
I'm like that with a lot of people, especially when I was in university, I, like, admired these people online, yeah. And I followed their live journals, and then one of them years later, 7 years later, like, Brandy and them, she ended up my boss at this company, and one day I was like, by the way, like, and she doesn't have any of these websites anymore, and I was like, I know, and I'd list off things, she's like, do other people know this stuff about me? I'm like, no, it's just me, and she's like, okay. but it was so weird to finally... be that person's friend. There's a few people like that that just thought they were the coolest people.
Mm-hmm.
And then friends now.
Even that I'm like with John is what so like strange to me because I knew him through Keith and the Girl as well. So he was like this like mini Canadian celebrity because there's like a few standout Canadian people that listen to the show. And you knew that they went to like the meetups every year and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So then... And then he was on Vinyl Countdown, which I listened to as well. And then, like, now we're together. Like, it's so insane.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God. Totally.
Like, you're so lucky.
I think it's pretty cool.
You love that
voice. I do.
I don't know. He's just so much the best person ever. And
who is?
So much.
Oh. Man, you this is a really sweet episode for you, because you've said nice things about everybody.
Oh, really? Yeah. I do love all of our friends. I haven't had friends that I felt like this happy about since, like, early high school. You know what I mean?
Like,
you know those friends that you have in high school where you're like, this is my life. Like, these
people.
Yeah,
and you're happy with it.
Yeah. And, like, right now, because I went, like I said, 10 years without that, like, friend.
Yeah,
you know,
when
that,
you were with Matt?
Yeah, like, I just didn't have any friends outside. Like, he was my entire life. I went to work, and then I came home and did whatever I could for him.
That seems like crazy to me.
And I didn't mind it. It's not like I'm complaining.
It's just what you were used
it's,
to.
Like, that was just the way it was. But, like, the way I am now, like, it's... Because I always missed going out. We never went out. We always stayed home, played, like, games together, which I like doing. But I also love being out. Like, you can see that I'm a hyper person, you know? So try to keep me, like, in the house all day. I'm going to be insane. So,
like,
you know.
Can't just spend a day inside?
No.
Really?
No. I honestly, like, go for walks 3 to 4 hours most days.
Yeah.
Tuesdays I don't because I work all day that day. So I'll usually go for, like, a half hour walk at most. But the whole rest of the week, I go for a minimum, like, 2 hour walks.
Sorry, are we still recording?
Yeah.
Ugh, this is insane boring stuff.
No, I don't know if it is.
But I don't know, like, I love being outside, especially when it's, like, good weather. I cannot stay in the house. Even John,
God,
like,
I can spend a whole weekend indoors and not have to leave.
No,
and John's the same
nice.
Way.
No, if the weather's nice, doesn't matter. I'm like, there's gonna be another nice weekend.
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna stay in bed.
Nope. Never. I love it. Oh, I love waking up at, like, 6:30 in the morning on a day you don't have to go to work. You know when you wake up and you don't have to go to work and you're just, like, wide awake?
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, it's so amazing. You get up, get dressed, put your makeup on, go for a walk, like, go out, get breakfast, like, something so nice, have Starbucks, sit in the park. Like, everything's so amazing.
Yeah,
like, that's my
nice
favorite
feeling.
Life to have. And so, like, that's all I do at this time of year. I cannot stay inside at all. Fall, I love it.
Yeah.
Spring is, like, most my second awesome
yeah,
like, season, but just that, like, middle weather, sometimes you can wear a sweater, sometimes you don't have to, but you bring one just in case. Like, you know, that kind of weather where it's like, ooh, is it hot or cold? It's just so nice because it's, like,
yeah.
Medium.
I'm the same.
Everything. Are you going to sleep?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, gosh. Do you want to come out this
room? No.
No?
This is my last drink. I almost done it.
Well, do you want
of
to
six?
Have...
Oh. So, you
but
guys, I have something
they're
to
like...
say real quick.
Okay, what?
It's too big for a butthole.
Obviously.
I'm a scat man. I'm a scat man. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the scat man stutters, but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm the scat man. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons who would try to cheat the seasons if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, brother, so can you. I'm the scat man. you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. I hear you all ask about the meaning of scat. Well, I'm the professor, and all I can tell you is while you're still sleeping, the saints are still weeping, because things you call dead haven't yet had the chance to be born. I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm a scat man. Repeat after me.